best things my mom cooks once a month is cheesecake. She usually make a really big batch, so it's just like, yeah, the size of the book. So it's a lot for everyone for the whole weekend. And it's just delicious. It's only for special occasions, usually once a month, something happens and we can enjoy the delicious cheesecake. And today, topic, the resurrection. We can wonder, what has cheesecake to the resurrection? It's very simple. Cheesecake will be gone after a few days. We not. We are made for eternal life. We have immortal souls. We are made in God's image. And it is something we need to keep in mind in our lives, that our life change, but do not end. We die, our life continues. And me and you will live forever. Do you want it or not? I hope you want it. We will never end our existence. God made us everlasting. This life ends, yes, through death, but it's the beginning of the new life in Christ. And it is something amazing that we as a Christians need to ponder more, to see how much God gives us. He made us for eternity. We'll be there, hopefully all in heaven, worshiping Him, seeing Him face to face. But you can see how easily we treat our lives as this life is really finished at the death, and we take care of things in our lives as they are supposed to be immortal. How much we get attached to our cars, houses, homes, jobs, money, things we have, that they become priority very easily. And how do you forget that I am the one who will last? The cheesecake will be gone, the car will be gone, house will be gone, nothing will last long. Only me and you will last forever, because in God we owe our life. This is why we need to see on all we have as a God's gift. We didn't create it. It's not by accident we made it. Everything is here because God made it for us. And we are all but stewards of what we have. So given to us to use it for His purpose, to share it with others, to make His kingdom on earth. That's why I would like also to talk to you today a little about stewardship. I think the word you heard before, how we are called to share our gifts with others. So church calls us to be stewards, and as a stewards support the parish community. And I think most of us heard about those three words, time, talent, and treasure. We are called to share our time, talent, and treasure with parish family. So we have time. Time is what we spend on prayer, but also it's all the events you take, spend time there to be nourished by the parish, spiritually and as a human beings. What we do for social, to help you grow in faith. We will send you this week's stewardship cards. And I would like you to think about, do you take enough from the parish? You take enough for your spiritual growth. Maybe there is something that needs to be started, so some of us may receive more God's help. Put it into the stewardship card. But think about time you spend here, that we are doing something for you. We cannot just take from the parish, we cannot just give to the parish, we need both. We need to take something, be nourished, and also support back parish family. Then treasure. We all are gifted by many gifts. Sometimes we don't see how blessed we are, and others tell us, you have some special, unique gift. And it takes some prayer and courage to see how blessed I am, how many gifts God gave me. And we are called to share those gifts with parish family too. To help those who are here, those who are not here, those who need to be reached by us, by our love, mercy, our presence, our hope. So I pray that, ask you to pray, that when you see those different opportunities to share your talents with us, think about what you love doing, what you enjoy doing, and see if there is something that you could do with love and joy for this community. If you love what you are doing, then others will love it too. It will bring very good results. If you are doing something that you don't really like too much, feel free to come and talk to me and say, Father, I don't really like doing that. We'll find somebody, or we will just won't do some things if we don't have people for that. I would like you to do what you enjoy, what you see that this is your gift you can share, to see how God blesses you doing that. And then third, treasure. So church calls us to share our 5% of the income with the parish family, another 5 with different charities in town, state, nation, world, in our diocese. We call it tithing. We are called to give back to God what we are receiving from Him. And it may not be easy to give 5% to the parish. In the letter we are sending you, there will be a little chart that you can see how much is 1, 2, 3, 5 of 10%. If you are giving now 1%, it's all you can do, it's good. We give as much as we can. But I encourage you to pray and maybe do 1% more for next year to grow, to let God show us how He wants to bless you by your generosity. So time, talent, and treasure. We are all stewards. Again, what we have, it's all God's gift, because our lives doesn't end here. It changes, but we are living forever. And all we have is God's gift. And the more we see it, that we are made for eternity, that your life won't cease, that you'll be living forever, the more we can find strength to share this life with others, to come out of our comfort zone and do something more, to bring His kingdom, His presence into lives of others.